Oh, that's right, no music. Welcome to ReachMahjong.com's weekly podcast.
Except for last week.
Except for last week.
Maybe the week before that.
Oh. Well, that's weekly-ish. Weekishly. Weekishly.
We're pretty regular compared to before.
So we got that going for us. I am one of your hosts, Gar the Nelson.
And I'm Jen Barr.
And we are both members of the Japanese Professional Mahjong League. Let's see. First of all, did you get to play any Mahjong this week?
Yes. Yes. Yes, I did.
Really? Where did you play?
At North Kanto with you.
Oh, that's right. Same as me. how was North Kanto for you?
It was... I think I like minus five or something.
Minus five. So pretty uneventful day for you.
Yeah, I lost a lot, and then I won a lot, and then I lost a lot, and then I won again.
Oh, yeah, I did kind of see that. Yes, you were pretty miffed after the first game, and then I looked over and was like, oh, came back. And then, oh, well, not again. And then, oh, well, came back again. So kind of a big nothing for you. For me, I had another pretty big day, actually. Like, I had two... sort of minor pluses, and then kind of a crappy minus. Like, it was a little annoying to have finished minus in that game. And then, holy cow, I had a plus 38 point finish. And since I was the only one positive, also I got 12 points there. So plus 50 for one game. Actually, that is going to, apparently that probably, if I don't really screw it up, it probably... assures me a spot in the on the final table. Both, so me and one of the dudes that was at your table, Ishikawa, he also had a pretty big plus day, and he was already at the top of the standings anyway. And Kawaii, we are all probably about 40 or 50 points ahead of the next person.
I don't think Kawaii ever loses either. He's just like you.
Yeah, he is in A-League, although he's losing a lot there. He is currently at the bottom of the standings in A2.
Must be a mistake.
So he doesn't win all the time.
That's pretty much all the time.
Just when we see him, I guess.
I just can't, like, get any good hands lately at all. Nothing.
Yeah, I don't know.
Seriously, my biggest hand, I think I might have gotten one Mangon at North Kanto, and I got one 7,900 point hand.
So yeah, you definitely. They're
just good. The highest I can make, even like with reach and everything, is like 5,200.
But you did win two games at North Kanto, right?
Yeah.
So you must have.
Well, that's because I got one Mangon, I got 7,900 in one game, and Mangon in the other game. That's it. Everyone else was like drawing 6,000 all, 2,000, 4,000.
That did
4,000 all.
That did happen to me.
Everybody.
The game that I lost, it's true. I mean, everybody drew Hanemon in the first round of, in the East round of that game, except me.
I can never draw Hanemon. I can't even make a Hanemon hand.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I haven't been watching you. And in fact, I did peek in on your game at the very end of...
the very end of league. I got my only Mangon of the day.
And I have to say, pretty much 100% of the hands I've seen you play lately, you get Mangon. So I don't know what you're complaining about. But I don't know if there's something weird about the way you're aiming for hands, or...
I don't know. If I get two Dora, then I'm guaranteed someone else is going to draw within the first five discards.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I definitely feel like I had that sort of streak a few months ago. I'm still having that sort of streak in League. So if we didn't do this last week, then I guess I wouldn't have complained about my Kokushimuso that I threw in the third round of drawing. Not the third round of playing a game. Like, not the third game. Second hand of the first game, third draw, I discard the first Haku, and girl says, oh, no, 48,000 points. Like, what? Are you... And that's basically my league lately. It's just, oh, there's really no way I'm going to win. So yeah, now after so in normal league, both you and I think are in the danger zone for dropping down to our respective lower leagues.
Yeah, and I'm totally out of North Kanto, so now it's just kind of practice. But there was one guy at the North Kanto table that I really hated for a few minutes. Actually, for like 3 games, I really hated him. But then I came back on the fourth game, right before the fourth game started, and I had the pamphlet from our new slot machine game that you and I are in.
Right.
And we're both also pictured in the pamphlet as well. And one of the regular customers at the
Me?
parlor.
I was in there?
I think you were in one spot. Maybe not.
Huh. I didn't find myself
Okay, well,
in.
I'm in it, like, lots of
Yes,
times.
you are definitely in
I'm in
it.
it, like, 3 times. So he had brought one of the regular customers at that parlor had brought it, and
Oh, I didn't pick up on the fact that he had brought them. I thought you were handing them out.
no, he had one, and he's like, he showed it to me because I hadn't
Oh,
seen
I
it.
see.
I don't, like, have time to Google myself more than, like, once a day. So he handed me one, or showed me or something, and then I looked at it and he said he didn't need it. I was like, okay, I'll take it. And I was like, are you sure you don't need it? And he's like, yeah. And I go, well, what if I sign it for you? He's like, well, then I need it. And so I was about to sign it and he's like, hold on, I'll be right back. And I thought he was gonna go like some pen that he wanted me to use or something. But he came back with like 5 more pamphlets.
Oh, there's like somewhere nearby that he was
Maybe they're in his
playing.
car or
Oh, I
something.
see.
I probably got a lot of them. That's probably why he didn't need that one.
I see.
And so he gave them to me. And he said, like, he's like, go, oh, wait till you're after the game. Wait till you're done with the game to sign it for me. And that guy that I hated, because he was just drawing all his winners, and he was like young. And when he wins, it's just like, oh, I was supposed to win that. Well, that's normal. Of course, I drew that winner.
Well, he is at the top of the
It's
leaderboard
just
at the
like if he
moment.
reaches, he's meant to draw his winner. And
Huh.
his face looks like that too. So I hate that face. So it made me really frustrated. But then he saw me with those pamphlets and he's like, you're so popular. I said, no, I'm not. Look, see, I'm the smallest picture on there because I'm so old now. And he's like, you're not old at all. And then I left him. So now I
Yes.
like that guy.
We are actually pretty easy people to
Flattery will get you everywhere.
Yes, it is pretty much the most important thing. I wonder which normal league he's in. I wonder if he's actually winning anywhere else.
don't know, but yeah, the flattery thing. So I had 2 interviews last week as well. And yeah, it's really fun when people just want to know everything about your life.
Oh, well. So I'd say actually the whole finals are pretty much set because Takahashi got a hundred, he got a plus 100. Kawhi also got plus 20 or so. I got plus 50. So we're all probably at least 70 or 80 points away from whoever's in fifth place. Kaori still actually has, she's only played one session so far, so she has a lot to come back from. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, so I was having a pretty mediocre day until the last game, and then I don't know. I was positive going into the second hand of the East round. I think I had somewhere between 35,000 and 40,000 points. So I was, I wasn't killing it, but I was all right. I was in the lead, and then for some reason, I just decided to go for it with a Honitsu, like a half flush hand that I had pawned a letter tile with. So I'm gonna get, it's gonna be 3,700. As it turned out, I had enough tiles in my hand so that enough foo points came together, so that it ended up being 5,200. But in order to go for that, I did have to throw Dora, and the dealer pawned Dora. So then he's sitting there with a Mangan, Oya Mangan hand. Dealer Mangan hand. And I don't know, I mean, I really don't know what to say about going for it because it's not like I really made some perfect calculation in my head that, oh, I think I can go for it in this situation because of
You're like,
this.
please don't bone, please don't bone.
Yes.
I'm sorry, shoot.
Yes.
Darn it.
Darn.
I guess
Yeah.
this podcast gets the explicit rating.
And I wasn't even tenpai. I mean, that didn't, I wasn't even tenpai when I threw Dora. And, you know, two draws later, I'm Tenpai, and my weight is the seven of bamboos. So it's not even a great weight. You know, I'm just, I'm even thinking, gosh, I wonder, am I thinking I'm going to go for Mangan by pulling the, so I had 6, 6, 7, 8, 8. So I could pawn 6 or 8, and then I'm going for toy-toy, all triples. And, you know, I mean, I end up drawing my 7, and so, oh, wow, okay, and I sort of slide into a 1,300, 2,600 point hand. And I don't know if I can really justify having gone for it there. And then, but then, oh, since I did that, the next hand, as I'm dealer, 3 or 4 draws into the hand, I get to ready with a simples and one Dorda in the hand. So I reach, and oh, Ippatsu, of course it doesn't count in those rules, but Ippatsu, I draw my winner. Oh, okay, 3,900 points, everybody. And then I just got to go on a little run, and I really just, you know, kept taking points, kept taking more points from everybody. I think I got up to 5 continuances.
So you might say...
So you might say this whole thing about luck, right? Like, oh, I brought the luck to me, and then I just kept going for it, and it really worked out. And obviously, anybody who believes in that luck and Nagardi stuff would look at that situation and they'd say, obviously, that's what happened there. And I don't know. I mean, I obviously think that is a ridiculous thing to say. But then this idea of like when to attack and when not to attack, it's so arbitrary, I think, in the end. And like, so yesterday I made it to the quarterfinals of the internet championship thing. At my table are Fujisaki, who is currently the
yeah, he kicked my butt last time.
Oh, yeah.
Because I got first place in the first game, and then the second game, he just kept winning his hands, winning.
Huh.
And I couldn't do anything. I was trying to fold a little bit so that I could...
At least take second place, but...
Yeah, and folding was the worst idea possible, apparently.
Huh. Yeah, I
thought, like, if I went for it, I would have dealt into his hands, so there's... I don't know if there's anything I could have done.
I had maybe sort of a similar situation.
Except for that you won.
Yes, I won the first game, and he took second place in the game.
And he had third place when I...
I
got first, and he got third, so he was negative already.
There was a point in the first game that I ended up winning, but in the first game, he had taken the lead. I took an early lead with an Oyamangan, and then he ended up... And then I think somebody... Somebody drew a winner, and then he ended up drawing in his Oya, in turn as Oya, 4,000 points all. So all of a sudden, now I'm in second place. The other two players, Yamai was also at the table. He's another one of our A-League players. They were really far down. So I was pretty much guaranteed to take second place, even though it was still only the end of the East round. The other players were so far behind that it was kind of like, oh, well, you know, I could probably play it safe and take second place. Except that, oh, I get to this hand, like, I'm kind of going for this hand, kind of half-ass, and then all of a sudden he cons on con, so like a concealed quad from his hand, and the tile that he draws, the extra tile that he draws, actually completes another quad in his hand. So he's got I think it was the 8 of bamboos, or it was the 8 of bamboos or the 8 of dots concealed quad, plus the white dragon concealed quad. That's looking pretty gnarly. And then I couldn't see, there were no easts, and there were no green dragons out. Also no souths out. And so instead of sort of going for it, but when he conned that way, I ended up getting another Dora in my hand because in those rules, you get more Dora with con. So then I'm kind of thinking, and then I get another ton, and I get another east, and I get another green dragon. So I've got this pair weight in my hand. I drop another one of the pairs, and then I get to ready, waiting for those things. And it's like, all right, I mean, here I am ready. I don't really have clearly safe tiles to throw. I don't know. Reach with the south. And he pulls the south. And so now, oh.
But that gives him a reason to go for it then.
Right. Gives him a reason to go for it too.
Which makes it more likely he'll discard your lemon.
Right. And so after that, I didn't draw mine, but the very next tile that he drew after that was my East, and he throws to me Mon Gun. 8,000 points, putting me back into first place. And I don't know if it's really justifiable for me to say, I should have gone for it there. I mean, in the end, the result is, well, good thing I went for it. But
I think I, so in, actually in the, it was down to the very last hand for me, in the one I played with Fujisaki, which was the round before. And I actually was ready with a hand that would put me in a place to move on. But in like the sixth discard. And he won like right after I got ready. In like sixth or seventh discard.
Wow. Yeah, and
so it's like, it doesn't really matter how fast I go or anything. It's just like, it really feels like something's against me.
I don't know. It came down to that in the last game too, because in the last game, suddenly Yamai just shot way up into first place, so that it was clearly a contest between me and Fujisaki. And having won the first game, that meant that not only did I have the extra, say, 10 points or so from being that many points ahead of him at the end, but I also got an extra 10 points for the placing bonus. So I think it was around, say, 18
yeah,
points different.
I had everything calculated with a placing bonus, too. So if right. I had won last hand right there, then I would have.
Right. I only needed, since it looked like he was going to take second place and I was going to take third, I only needed to be within, like, say, seven points. So if I still only was behind him by 7.7 points at the end, then I would be okay. He was the last dealer also, so it was kind of like, if I let him sort of have a bunch of turns as dealer, obviously he's going to pull farther ahead of me than that. And so I got to a point where I had, I didn't really have any great shapes in my hand, except for in the bamboos, I had 3, 4, 4, 5. I had one run already in the dots, and then I had a 3, 3, 5, 5, 6, 8 in the cracks. And so when he threw the 3 of dots, the 3 of bamboos, I cheated. So now I have the 3 and 4 left in my hand.
Mm-hmm.
And the next draw, he reached with the 6 of bamboos. Uh-oh. So then, what's my next draw? But, oh, the 5 of bamboos. So now I have this decision. I've got the 3, 3, 5, 5, 6 left in my hand, right? He in his discards is a 4 of cracks. But I can also see on the table there's already another 4 of cracks out and another 2 sevens out. So if there's only 2 of my 4 sevens out, and there's only 2 left of my 4 sevens. So if I throw the 6, then I could be waiting for the 3 and 5, right? He's just thrown the 6, and the 5 that's been thrown is not in his discard, so the 5 looks pretty dangerous. So I throw the 6, and the next thing I draw is my 3. Oh, happy, lucky me, right? Then I actually went and looked at what his hand was, because you can do this on Ron.
Yeah.
Turns out, he had 7, 8, 9 Sanshoku in his hand, and he had reached from the cracks with 2, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9. So he was trying to bring out that 3 by throwing the 6 as a discard, which I wouldn't have thrown on my first discard. If I'd gone for the 4-7 weight, I would have thrown the 5, and then the next round I would have drawn that 3. I probably would have just thrown the 3 because it was a Tsuji, what do you call that?
Octave
tiles from his 6th discard, and I would have lost the game. So I don't know if my decision there was really that brilliant decision, but I know I sort of played safe while still having a way to go for it. I had a reason to do that since, on top of the fact that it was safe, okay, there's only one more tile of the 4-7 open-ended weight, so it doesn't really seem like it's that much better a weight than the 3-5 weight.
Yeah, so I'm looking as well. It was the second to last hand, actually.
That what? That, oh, that you...
Yeah, when I was against Fujisaki. Mm-hmm. And so I was in third place, the 17-7, but I had the first place from before. Uh-huh. And the other guy that's going forward is already decided. Uh-huh. So Fujisaki still has his minus from before, and right. I have my big positive. So I didn't have to beat him, actually. I just had to be within a certain amount. Same as uh-huh. So he had 31,200 in second place. Uh-huh. And neither of us had a dealer round again. And I made a 3,900-point hand. Uh-huh. Which would have put me close enough and also in a position at the last hand to overtake him if I won that hand. And I just needed the five of dots, which there were three left. Now that I look at it, there's three left. And he reached waiting on four tiles in the deck. And he drew his two discards after he reached in the seventh discard. I tempied in the fifth discard, mm-hmm. and then I changed my tempi so I'd get Sanchoku, three-colored uh-huh. runs, and the sixth discard, and he's not ready. He gets ready in the seventh discard and reaches, and then he draws his in the eighth discard. And nobody else got my five, or my... Well, my twos are already used, but nobody got my five. And that's just what happens to me every single freaking time.
I don't know. I mean, it doesn't sound like you're. It doesn't sound like you're playing badly. It just sounds like you're in a bit of a slump.
It doesn't feel like I'm playing badly, but it's just like a slump that has always been going on, except for February of this year.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I had that slump pretty much January, February, March.
No, but I've had that slump since 2006.
Well, no, but you said you had a good February.
February.
So
I've had 1 month. A total of 8 games in my entire career, it feels like. There's really only a total of 6 games, because the last 2 games were junk.
Do you notice anything that you did differently in those games from what you're doing now?
No.
Well, then, it's probably just bad luck.
Or it was just a short battle of good luck.
Or that's true, yes. I might be in that little random bout of good luck myself.
No, because you've won since 2006.
I have not won that much.
Won a lot. You haven't won as much as you want to, but you've won a lot more than anybody else.
I know that's it. I mean, that's accurate. I don't know. A lot of the things that we end up comparing about our wins and losses, I mean, the biggest sort of tournament that we have gone as far as, you know, the World Championships, we both got basically the exact same finish. As it happens, the prize money was different, so that's a bit of a that's annoying.
That's like the for you, of I'm my sure, life.
Right?
That's how my life is all the time.
I've been to one more final table than you, I guess.
No, you've been to two more final tables than me. I've been to 0 final tables.
Well, all right, you're at the final table for the.
Okay, but we started with, like, 10 people.
Well, it wasn't just 10 people. And you did actually start at the bottom of that
Yeah, but that's not the bracket. Same as North Kanto or anything.
Hmm. Well, actually, I think we may have... There were probably as many people in that tournament as there are in North Kanto League.
Okay, I missed the North Kanto final table twice, by 100 points and 400 points.
That sounds pretty annoying.
And the last game, when I lost by 400 points, somebody at my table actually said, I'm not going to get in the way. So he just announced to everybody he wasn't going to win on any hands.
Yeah, that is one of those annoying things about the way people think there. That is, yeah.
That was after he won on a few hands, big hands from me. We play 4 games in the day, right? In the second game...
Did you say, when he said that, did you not bring up the fact that, well, you got in the way before? Why?
It was just because it was the last game.
Right, but I mean, if he's going to say that out loud right there, I might just decide to have the argument with him. Like, oh, well, if you were going to say that now, you should have stopped earlier when it, you know, when it was not affecting, so that you wouldn't affect me. I mean, if you're going to play so that you affect the game then, you should be playing so you affect the game now, too.
Yeah,
but yes, We have wasted quite a bit of breath on that argument already, so yeah, not going to change anything there. The upswing of all of this is I'm pretty lucky lately, and Jen is not.
And you're pretty lucky not lately.
Well, I haven't.
Just good.
I haven't won anything yet.
You won the North Kanto.
Oh, right. Well, I mean, all right. That was a while ago. Nobody remembers that.
That's been a while ago. I have won nothing, is what I'm saying. It's not, but that was a while ago. You've been winning for a long time. That's the whole point. That's exactly what I'm saying.
I'm in a lower league than you.
Yeah, but that's only because you don't show up. You were in a higher league than me, and you would be in the same one if you showed up.
Yeah. I don't know. It's tough.
You might be back in the higher one if you showed up.
Yeah, I don't know what to say about how to adjust your game right now, because it sounds like you're playing pretty well.
I'm just gonna play a lot on run, and take the garbage out after you leave, and I'm gonna play on run.
See, there you go. Way to go.
It's not like I went on run.
You got into the Internet Mahjong Championship, right? They
invited me.
I think they decide that based on people's performance on Ronron.
I highly doubt that. I don't have good performance on Ronron.
Really? I don't know why they would.
Let's see. So in.
What's your rating on Ronron?
1200 something.
Oh.
I had 4 third places and then 3 fourth places in a row on the 100 games ago. I don't know, I think this has 100 games, right?
Uh-huh.
Let's see, so for March, it's mostly third places. I have, like, 3 first places in March.
Huh.
And I'm only in Silver League.
Oh, I will be falling out of Gold League this month, if that's any consolation.
No, I think they just invited me because probably other people's schedule didn't work out or something. but I will be playing on Ronron as a guest this week, Thursday, the 19th of June and the 23rd of June.
Nice.
Yes.
See, I don't get that work.
It's probably because you don't show up. Although you showed up for the internet since you again, so that's good.
Yes. Yeah, that would have been pretty embarrassing if I missed that.
All right, well, we can go ahead and wrap it up.
All right.
Thank you for your time. And
hopefully we'll have some good Mahjong stories coming up in... actually, it's not going to be for a while until we do this again. Probably next time we do this.
We might do it in England.
Okay.
We need to tape some stuff in England, so hopefully we can do something.
All right.
And we'll be in France, and we'll be probably meeting lots of you in France, hopefully.
Oh, that's true, yes.
Say hi.
Will be fun to see the whole gang.
Yeah.
Okay, yes. If you'd like to get in touch with us, I am Garth E, GARTHEEE, on Twitter. And you are?
Mahjong Jen, MAHJONGJN.
Email? Do we want to do email? Or
yeah, you guys
Twitter?
Know our email. It's just
yeah, okay. So yeah, we always love to hear from you. Give us a shout about anything you want to talk about or any questions you have. And thanks for listening. Talk to you later.
Yeah. I'll be on Ronron. See ya.